Hey, everybody, and thanks so much for listening to the 16th episode of As Ink. What As Ink is we perform an improvised piece called The Bat, which is sometimes referred to as Improv in the Dark or Herald in the Dark, but you can just think of it as an improvised radio play. In a few moments, we're going to take a suggestion from our Hat of Suggestions, and taking that suggestion, we're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes, improvising seams, gains, and characters and whatnot, but it's all going to be the audio track. Playing with As Ink this week is...
Alex Batum.
Nathan Turner.
Michael Morey.
And Chris George. Okay, I think we are ready to go. Mike, would you like to take a suggestion?
Got it.
Yeah,
mix it up.
Mix that paper right on up.
So gross.
Yeah, like the sound of paper.
Ooh, corn.
Okay, this week's suggestion is corn. All right, and lights down.
Hey, buddy, you see them stalks of corn out there?
Yeah, I see them.
Yeah, it took me 20 years to till that ground, get that corn growing up there. A long time.
I got so much admiration for you. If only I could be half the man that you are.
Well, you know what they always say. Give a man some corn, and he eats for maybe a week, 2 weeks, a month at the most. Teach him to corn. I forget the rest. It was on the back of a fortune cookie, but somebody ripped off the last half.
So. Yeah, well, I'm sure them words were words of wisdom.
And oh, yeah.
You're a man of wisdom.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Thank you. So this is what corning is. Not much else to do other than corning. I mean, there are other things to do on the farm. I like to go in a barn and throw hay in the air and pretend it's snowing. That's something you could do. Try on my wife's dresses just to see, because we don't have a scale, so I don't really know how much I weigh, but you know, if I can still fit into her dresses, then I know that my figure is still girlish enough to sort of sustain.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, no, I get that. I get that. So would it be, you know, would they say proper for me to try on your wife's dresses?
Oh, yeah, sure. She'll let you try on her dresses. Yeah, she don't mind. She don't mind much. Cause she wears my clothes, too. See, we made sure to marry the same size person so that we can trade back and forth. So,
well, yeah, then you save a lot of money on clothing.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to buy so much clothing.
Yeah, who wants to do that, right?
No, I don't.
Oh, I know you don't, because you're not wearing any clothes. That's the problem. You're completely naked. I mean, well, that's
just how God intended it.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah, and I mean, it's pretty sunny up in here.
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, I used to go around with no clothes, but that's before I got my dingy cotton wheat thresher.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah, it ain't there no more, so.
All right, fish, welcome to Red Bridge Prison. You and me are gonna be cellmates. Keep it down. This fish is mine.
Yeah, all right.
Thank you for welcoming me.
Well, what are you in for, fish?
I stabbed my mom in the face.
What?
I stabbed my mom in the face. She was encroaching on my turf.
Dude, that's like. Good Lord, man. Jesus.
What? What? You know, you gotta stay tough.
You look like a pansy.
Well, looks can be deceiving, right?
Look, you got like the soft cheeks. You're all rosy. Got blue eyes, blonde hair.
I like to keep moisturized.
You even got soft skin.
Yeah.
I thought you were like tax evasion or something.
No. Tax evasion's for pussies.
Didn't know you were a fucking mom killer.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
What What?
She's your mom, man.
She kept coming in my room and taking my stash.
What? Your what stash?
My stash of heroin.
You were selling heroin?
You selling, using the same thing.
Are you kidding?
No. What's you're acting like you haven't done any of this.
I've never sold heroin or killed my own mother, all right? That is fucked up.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Wow, you're way behind.
Excuse me?
I'm 19 and I've already done this. What's wrong with you?
You know what I'm in for?
What?
I held up a bank.
Oh, wow.
And an armored car.
Sounds like my 13th birthday.
What?
Yeah.
You were the waspiest kid I have ever seen. You look more at home on a tennis court than you do in a prison.
Well, prisons have tennis courts, sometimes.
You know, fine. Ain't no big deal. You know what I did after I robbed that bank?
What'd you do?
I did a drive-by.
Drive-by?
Yeah, I shot up 8 people outside of an apartment building.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, it's pretty scary,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. You didn't go for the baker's dozen?
I was driving and shooting at the same time.
Yeah, you're 5. Woo.
Okay, all right.
Grand Theft Auto, yay.
All right, you know what? All right, fine. All right, next thing. I was running a prostitution ring. 8 girls working under me, just pimping them out.
Here, look at this. They let me keep pictures.
You have got a whole roll of pictures there.
Yeah.
Is that your entire stable?
No, that's the top 5%.
I gotta get a new cellmate.
Why? I thought we were gonna be friends.
I gotta get a new cell. You're a bit hardcore for me.
But.
I mean, I was gonna rape you in the shower later, but I don't think that's gonna happen now.
No, that wouldn't have happened. You're wise not to try that.
I'm glad we had this talk. Glad we talked this whole thing out.
So you're gonna stay quiet and, you know, be kind to me, right?
Whatever you want, man.
Okay.
We're cool, man.
Okay.
We're bros.
All right. Get me some fucking cigarettes.
Okay. Yes, boss.
Jurgens, I'd like you to come over and take a look through this microscope.
What am I looking at, sir?
You see that there? That Jurgens is outer space.
Out through a microscope, sir?
Yes, through a microscope. See, the interesting thing is that we discovered that cosmological physics and quantum physics are really two sides of the same coin. So you're looking right now at... I'm sorry, I was mistaken earlier. Not outer space, but inner space. You see, everybody's trying to expand outwards. Trying to look at what's next, what's further away. But in our company, we want to see what's inside of the things that we simply take for granted every day.
That's incredible.
Like, through that microscope. That is the inside of my pocket that you're looking at right now.
What? That's kind
of... Do you want me to repeat? That's the inside of my pocket that you're looking at right
now.
That's
kind of uncomfortable, sir.
Well, I know it might be, but, you know, it'll wear off. So what I'm getting at, Jurgens, is, this is sort of a failed attempt at a pep talk. Your numbers haven't been too good the past... How long you been working here?
10 years, sir.
Right, the past 10 years. So, what we are trying to do is actually have sort of a high production value, high production return on our products, and that's simply not happening.
I've been making quotas, right? Haven't I? I mean...
It's not simply enough to make quotas. You have to go above and beyond the call of duty.
I don't understand.
Jurgens, do you know what I'm asking of you? I'm asking for a better production turnout, right? And you know what happens when you don't have a better production turnout? Yes, we throw you in the cheetah paddock, that's right. Do you want to be thrown in the cheetah paddock,
Not again. Gonna,
yeah, not again.
Not again.
Right. I mean, I'm looking at you right now, and virtually 70% of your body is artificial. That was due to the first time.
The first, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I will work harder, sir. I am so sorry. I promise you that I will work harder, and I will get better results, and I will stop forwarding people those kitten videos that I've been looking at.
Yes, the kitten videos. Now, look. I understand an individual's urge to look at kitty porn, if you will. But the fact that you're forwarding it to everybody in the company
Excuse me?
Yes.
Kitty porn? I said kitten, as in a young cat.
No. Oh, no. Yeah, well, of course.
Sir,
yeah,
you,
well, seems two sides of the same coin.
Have you been...
What?
Have you been looking...
Well, now back to your paperwork here.
No, sir, I mean...
Yes.
You are my...
Open to any question.
My son comes over to play with yours. What?
Well, and I'm sure they have lots of fun together.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know how comfortable I am now... Kitty porn? Really?
I don't...
You?
I'm not quite sure what you're getting at. I mean...
The only reason that you would say it was because it was in your head.
Well, you know, there are things floating around in all of our heads.
Not...
And that's all I really have to say about that.
All right, band meeting, everyone. Band meeting. It's time to... All right, some things have come to my attention recently. First of all is that... Rap rock may no longer be relevant.
Oh,
thoughts?
What?
Thoughts?
Really?
Yeah.
No, it's totally
right. Guys, but what about rock rap?
Okay, now that's a good point.
First step.
That's it.
First band.
We gotta reinvent ourselves, all
yes.
right?
Yes.
Korn is no longer gonna be known as a rap rock band. We're now gonna be a rock rap band.
I see. You are taking us in a completely different direction.
You know what? It's really you guys. It's a band thing. This is collaboration.
Yeah. Well, I came up with some new lyrics that we might be able to use.
Okay.
For
like
our new team. If you want me to go through them. Okay, let me just take out my paper here. All right, here it goes. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Yeah?
I don't get it.
Are you kidding me?
No, like I heard that.
If to be honest, I don't think that's the direction we were going.
Like after the first stanza, I wasn't sure what you meant by cheese.
Yeah, well, I mean, guys, it's totally meta, right? It's a song within a song. I'm singing. There's right. like it's a very right. a kind of a Kafkaesque right. journey through this sort of. A postmodern kind of anti-structuralist kind of medium that we're living in now.
All right, guys, it's come to my attention recently that perhaps our philosophical approach to lyric writing may no longer be relevant.
Oh, yeah, and why is that, Charlie James?
It's just not. The kids aren't into it these days. You want to know what song I heard on the radio 8 times today driving in the tour
what?
Bus?
What?
Baby, baby, baby. Oh,
God.
Now that's catchy. Baby.
Yeah.
That's really catchy.
I really like that song.
He says, thank you.
No,
I didn't write it, but thank you.
Are you serious? Baby, baby, baby?
I took a vicarious thank you.
You know what the truth is that there's power in simplicity.
Yes.
Exactly.
Simple.
Yeah, all one simpler. Word, one note, one song.
If we're going to reinvent ourselves as the leading rock rap band, we've got to get simple with the lyrics.
What are you talking about, guys? We have to say things. We have to stay relevant.
This is the truth. Is people don't listen to things anymore.
Yeah,
dude.
It's recently come to my attention that music is no longer relevant. I propose... that instead, we start repairing lawnmowers.
What, guys?
No,
guys.
There's a good point there because grass grows.
Thank you.
Grass grows, and we need lawnmowers to cut grass.
People need lawnmowers. It's our way of staying relevant.
Oh, come on, guys.
Korn, the leading rock rap lawnmower repair service.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So ring to it.
Yeah, it does. Rolls off the tongue.
Jared, please come in here.
Yeah, Dad.
So, I went in. I was in your room today, and something caught my eye, and it was this end of a bag sticking out from underneath your bed.
Dad,
I reached down and picked it up, and what do you think I found?
It's not mine. It wasn't mine. I never put it there. Jimmy was over the other day. I swear, Dad, it was not mine.
What wasn't yours?
What was in the bag? The thing.
What was in the bag?
Well, Dad, I didn't do it.
Harold, are you talking to Jerry? I am coming up there right now, Jerry.
No, no. No,
Jared!
No, Irene!
Oh, Jared! Yes, Harold, what is it? I want to be here for this!
Dad.
Jared.
Did you share it with Mom? Did you?
Of course I shared it with your mother.
Jared, we are very disappointed that you wouldn't share something like that with us!
Yes. We've always taught you sharing is best.
Okay, all right.
Jared!
Sharing is caring.
Mom, I would have used yours, but I didn't think it was proper.
Oh, you would have used mine!
All right, Mom, I had to figure
it out. You know what? I've had enough of this!
Mom, I've been going through puberty lately, okay? My body's been changing frequently. Oh, I've been getting fatter. I needed to check on my figure, okay?
Uh-huh!
And it just wasn't appropriate enough to use your dress.
Yeah, okay! Well,
So that's why it's in the bag.
That's why it's in the bag.
Yes.
Son, we've always wanted an open lane of communication. I am so disappointed that you could not bring this to our attention, and you had to go around sneaking in our house behind our backs.
We thought that there was an environment of trust, and evidently there is not.
I mean,
explain yourself in 10 words or less!
Well, would, one,
you... 9 left, 2, 8 left!
Really?
7!
Understand.
6!
It.
5!
If your son...
4, 3, 2!
Was...
1!
Wearing...
That's it! Insufficient!
I can't... I'm confused, okay?
Confused?
I'm confused. Because I like it.
Son, there's nothing wrong with it. We all do it, son.
You do it too, Dad?
Of course. I'm not gonna lie about who I am. Your mother's not gonna lie about who she is.
It's nothing to be ashamed of! Here, allow me!
I am your mother.
My whole life's been a lie. And yet, it's not.
None of it's a lie, son.
There, Jared.
Embrace who you are.
There.
I admit, I'm a little creeped out, but I almost feel better.
We knew you would. We're here to make you feel better, son.
Thanks, Mom.
All right, everyone. Group hug.
Hey, Thomas, good game, by the way, first off.
Yeah.
Good game. Sure. You did a real good job in that game.
Yeah, thank you.
Listen, I don't want to make a big deal out of this or anything.
Anything you want to say.
But a bunch of the guys... Both on the defensive and the offensive side, as well as special teams. I should point that out. They're a little weirded out by the fact that you wear makeup while you're on the field.
Yeah. Well, I mean, gotta go out and look your best. You gotta play your best, look your best, right?
Yeah, no, sure, okay, yeah. The thing is, you're wearing, like, lipstick eyeshadow and rouge.
Just a little foundation.
And mascara.
A little,
yeah, okay,
you know,
sure.
Just want to brighten up the lips.
It's under the helmet, which nobody can see.
Yeah, but, like, what... All right.
And you've got a wig on under that helmet.
Yes, yes.
And I think I saw bra straps, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. No, it's not what you think. They're to support my breast.
Right. Yeah, okay, I'm just going to come right out and say it, Thomas. I think that you're actually a high school girl from another school who has infiltrated our school and pretended to be a guy so that she can report on a story.
No.
Okay, because that's as far-fetched as it sounds, that's what I think is happening here.
No. Here's where I provide a defense
for
your accusation.
Sure.
Well, you see, no, I'm not a girl. First of all, I do not have female genitalia.
Okay, I say I have no way of knowing that because you never shower with us.
Yeah, I'm not going to show you.
But... You always come off the field afterwards, and then you go to class, like, after we've all finished.
And then what?
And then what? What? I have no idea what you have. You just said you had breasts. 60 seconds ago, just said that you
look,
had breasts.
Look. Men can have embarrassing male breast tissue. I'm telling you that right now. Have you ever... I had a male friend who had breast cancer.
Okay, first off, that's something a girl would say. A male friend. That is a girl thing to say.
I don't think so. I refer to you as a male. Are you a girl? No. Therefore, your analogy, your syllogism, whatever it is, comes crashing to the ground, my friend.
No, it doesn't. You still have not... Look, it's okay if you're a girl. That's fine. Just tell me.
I'm not a girl.
It's okay. It's not a big deal. I'll go back and tell the rest of the guys. We still think you're a great quarterback. You're still a great quarterback.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you. But I'm not a girl. I just want to make that explicitly clear.
Okay.
I may have some gynandromorphic qualities.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna figure this thing out right now. Do you want to go to prom with me?
My head says no, but my vagina says yes.
Okay, yep, girl, nailed it.
Wait, what? How did you
just
get it from this?
Said vagina.
Yeah.
You just said vagina.
You just said vagina.
You said vagina first.
Yeah, well, you said it second, third, and fourth.
You said vagina again, like, before I said vagina these last two times.
Yeah, well, I'm calling it now, so I've sort of graduated from saying the V word to saying it. Well, see, saying the word doesn't prove that I'm
okay.
a female.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Right.
Hey, would you like to go get a mani-pedis this weekend?
My head says no. But my perfectly shaped titties say yes.
Okay, girl. You're a girl.
Now what? Come on!
You just said you had perfectly
shaped
titties.
Not true. Well, they are they not? But they are male titties. They're perfectly shaped male titties. Look at this. Does a woman have an areola that looks like that?
Yes.
Oh. Well, none that I've ever seen.
Okay, who's your OBGYN?
Dr. Croak.
Okay, girl.
What? Because I have an OBGYN, that makes me a girl now.
Men don't have OBGYN.
Well, why not? We should probably be taking more care of ourselves than we are.
We don't have the parts that they would look at.
Yeah, but it's because we're always afraid to go down there, right?
No.
We
physically do not have those parts.
I don't know what parts you're referring to. Carburetor.
The vagina.
I don't know.
The cervix.
See, you just said it. Ooh, you're a girl.
What?
You're getting really... See, what's a cervix? Who knows what that thing is? You know the intricate workings of these genitalia.
I have sex ed third period every day.
Yeah, that's a lot of sex ed. Like, every day since when? Like, since you were born? That's way too much. That's way, you know way too much. It's probably all theoretical now. That's why you think I'm a woman. That's it. You don't get it.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
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 You got it? You got the corn?
I got the corn.
Okay.
The corn.
Okay. Here. Here's the cash. Give me the corn.
Hold on.
Give me the fucking corn.
Hold on. I'll give you the corn. I got me. Count. I got a count.
I swear to God, if you stiff me again, I will beat the shit out of you.
Wait. This is short.
No, it's not.
This is short.
No,
This is not what we agreed
you
upon.
You told me 150. There's 150.
There's not 150 yes, here. There's is. Not. 50.
Okay. 50. 50. 150.
50. 50 plus 50. Plus the. Okay, it's all there.
You are the worst
okay.
drug dealer ever. You can't even do math.
I just have to cover my bases, okay?
Yeah, the bases of you not fucking knowing math.
Hey, I got to cover my ass, okay? You just give me space.
Give me the fucking corn.
I'm going to get you your corn. Just relax.
You don't have it yet?
I have it.
Give me the money back.
No.
Give me the money back until I get my corn.
No, I need to make sure they're real bills. Hold on.
They're real.
I need to look. I need to look these in the light. They better have the watermark.
Do you have?
Just hold on. Just looking.
Do you have a counterfeit pen?
In my car. This hold on. Let me go get that.
This is like. Oh my God. He's way too legit to be a drug dealer. What the?
Okay. I'm gonna mark these pills.
You walk really fast.
I was a sprinter in high school. All right.
Are they good?
All right.
God.
This one's good. This one's good. Let me check the next one.
It took you that long to check one?
Hold on. I gotta cover my bases. All right? All right, this one works out too. This one's okay. All right. Okay, let me check the next. Hey, relax.
They're
okay?
From the bank.
Hey, it's my corn. Okay? Do you want my corn or not?
Stop shouting. You're gonna...
Okay. Do you want my corn
yes,
or not?
Yes. Shut up.
Then let me take hurry my the, time checking this up. Bill. $50 bills are rare, okay? They're one of the easiest to counterfeit. You know why? Because people don't carry them in their pocket. And if you're trying to stiff me on a $50 bill, then that's $50 less that I'm going to have. So you will sit and you will relax. Checking this third bill.
Lights up. All right.
Is that 30 minutes?
That was like 27 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
All right.
So that was the 16th episode of As Inc. Our suggestion this week was Korn. Playing this week was
Alex Batum,
Nathan Turner,
Michael Morey,
and Chris George. You can find out more information about As Inc. by emailing us at as.inc.prov, that's P-R-O-V, at gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe via iTunes, and rate and review us on there as well. And we will see you next week.
Or I'm going to kill myself, or I'm going to kill L.A.
There's a lot of L.A. to kill.
Yeah.
There's a lot of L.A.
And in the end,
kill.
You're kind of like, I don't want to kill all of L.A. It's going to take so much time.
It's the second largest city in the country. All right, a lot of people in L.A.
Is it?
To kill.
Yeah.
The problem with L.A. is it's like this. It's so vast.
Yeah.
It's expansive.
There's no like central hub.
Like Manhattan?
No.
Like New York? Like, it's all right here on a little island.
It's because they had a limited amount of space.
Exactly.
And when they got to L.A., they're like, we're going to do this right, and we're not going to put everything near each other so people
space?
Are shitting on each
fucking
other.
So I come out with this brand new book. It virtually ensures male orgasm. Just read it through to the end.
Is it one page?
it's one word.
One
rub. two words. Rub, repeat.
Yeah. Rub, repeat, rinse.
You always need to rinse off.
Hey, everybody.
Are you
going to
start
really,
the intro?
Are you fucking kidding me? Really?
Well, I'm just wondering what. It, was that you starting the
yes,
intro?
Yes, it was.
Oh, all right.
Hate you so much, Nathan. Hey, everybody.
So you're
and
starting
No.
Yep, that was me.
I just want to make sure again. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.